Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We got a lively discussion underway here because here at Civic Media, we're all about real news and great conversation. I'm joined as my special guest co-host every Thursday by Tom Paulswitz, a Navy vet himself, a small business owner, and a two-time congressional candidate. You're welcome to join this discussion. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We kicked off this afternoon's discussion really talking about all of the chaos. And I think Donald Trump is doing a lot of things that he told no one he was going to do, right? And I think a lot of the cuts, it is easy to say, we need more government efficiency. We need to get rid of fraud and all of the, those are very easy words to say out of your mouth. And frankly, I agree. I've worked in government. I've seen inefficiencies. I've fought to get rid of them. There's no question that those exist. The way to do that is not wholesale, massive, random cuts. You go through audit processes. You require what they call zeroed out budgeting, where you have to justify it. There's a lot of different ways to do this that actually will create maintainable, reasonable cost savings that won't cost Americans lives or require us to deny benefits to those that have earned them. Join our conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Here's an example of that. And Tom and folks on the lines, I want to get your reaction to this. He's going to cut the employees of the IRS by it's tens of thousands. Every single one of those employees that get cut, benefits included, even though you're taking someone off the payroll, it will actually cost the United States more to fire that person because we will not be able to go after the rich billionaire tax cheats and the massive corporate tax cheats. It's literally cutting off your nose to spite your face, but make no mistake, they know that. They don't want their billionaire friends having to pay the taxes that they actually owe. And let's be very clear here. These are the taxes that they owe.
Yes. Not extra taxes. Yeah. And this is also about accountability, right? If you were a CEO and you brought this to your shareholders as an initiative that you were doing, they would fire you. They would say, are you nuts? Because this will cost us far more than you're going to save. You do not know what you're doing. I do want to go back to the VA cuts for a minute, though.
Please.
Because I think there's a context here. And I have no proof of this, but my idea is that because they said they want to roll back the VA, the Veterans Affairs Group, to 2019 levels. And in 2022, there was a bipartisan law passed, the PAC Act, that expanded benefits for all of the all veterans who had been exposed to toxic fumes or whatever overseas. And one of those was part of it was Hunter Biden. Or not Hunter Biden, Bo Biden was one of those people who died because of this. So this is directly tied to Biden. And it's just another thing, I think, that Trump has decided, like, well, we're just going to go back and ignore the fact that benefits expanded. So we're just going to pretend like it never happened. Because those 80,000 people have been hired since then to take care of our veterans who need the help. And that bill, it was bipartisan, but it took an enormous lift to finally get it passed. Took years to get it passed.
It's fascinating, Tom, that you're making this comment that we're going to go to the phones. And folks, if we don't get to you, we will come back after the top of the hour. So please be patient with us. Our friend Jeff from Superior texted in on the text line in response to some of our discussion that there are fewer veterans today. So why can't we make these cuts? And I said, that's one metric to look at. The other metric is, has the care requirements of our vets changed? And where you see these kinds of toxic exposures that lead to significant neurological difficulties, any of our combat or even front forward serving troops that have deployed have serious PTSD. These are chronic medical conditions that require much more complicated care across numerous specialties. this is part of why it's not just a simple calculation. Well, how many veterans are there? This is the kind of analysis where the simple belies actually the realities of what's happening on the ground. If it were as simple as X number of veterans means this many employees of the VA, I think we'd know what the formula is. But that's not actually how it's working.
Not how it works. Yes.
Folks, join us 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Lisa from Madison on the text line saying this. She's got a response for Jeff. How about we return the tax rate back to where it was post-World War II, and we'd have a couple more trillion dollars right there. That used to make society function. That's what a democracy does, Jeff. MT from Monona and the Grove. Start with D.C. and all of these six-figure Cadillac benefit plans for the members of Congress. Let's make them pay those back and see what they think now. Leave vets and seniors alone. That's a pretty potent line of argument. Let's see if we can get at least... Oh, Anne, I was going to go to you next. Sorry that we lost you. We're going to have to take care of a little bit of business, but Ollie from the Northwoods, Anne... You'll be next if you give us a buzz back. Jack from Merrimack and Mark from Prairie to Sac. We'll take all of your calls and thoughts so that each and every one of you can join this discussion with Tom Paulswitz this afternoon. I'm going to call him President Whiplash. Doesn't really have any idea what he's doing. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Stay on the phones, folks. We'll go to the text lines and phones more when we come back right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name's Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show, Thursday edition. Back with more in just a moment.